she said, introducing herself. He took her hand, which disappeared in his larger one.
Noah Crawford.
She smiled, bringing his gaze to linger on her parted lips. It's a pleasure to meet you, Captain Crawford, and thank you for your service to our country. Noah released her hand, angled his head, and studied the woman less than a foot away. There was something about her round face that reminded him of a doll's. He found her flawless nut-brown complexion, delicate features, and sensual mouth mesmerizing. His eyes lingered on her short curly hair before moving down to large slanting brown eyes with flecks of gold. He found them to be strangely beautiful. They reminded him of cat's eye marbles.
You're quite welcome. Are you going to Boston?
No, I'm getting off in Chicago. The flight was scheduled to make a layover at O'Hare before continuing on to Logan Airport.
Is Chicago home for you?
He asked. Sierra shook her head. It was when growing up. How about you? Is Boston home for you? Noah nodded.
Yes. My mother and sister still live there. I've tried to get Mom to move to the West Coast, but she doesn't want to be that far from her grandchildren. She also claims she loves the change of the seasons.
I'm just the opposite, because it took me one season to get used to not wearing a winter coat. However, I always keep one or two in my closet whenever I travel back east, because the last time I was in the Windy City, it snowed. And I was there on spring break.
Your teacher?
His question was a statement. Yes.
What grade do you teach?
Right now, I'm teaching fourth graders.
Do you like it?
She smiled. I love teaching.
Why do you live in California rather than in Illinois?
Noah asked her. I came out here to go to college, found a position, and then stayed. Why did you join the Navy? She asked Noah. He stared at the seat in front of him.
I went to the Naval Academy at Annapolis.
Her eyes grew wide. Congratulations. Should I assume you're a lifer? Noah paused, wondering how much he wanted to divulge to a woman who was a complete stranger. However, there was something about Sierra that made it so easy for him to talk to her.
For now I am.
Then you have a lot in common with my father and brothers.
They're lifers?
My father was, and now my three brothers are following in his footsteps. Dad gave the Army 30 years before he retired. Daniel is active Army. Mark is a Marine currently deployed in Afghanistan. And Luke is an Army reservist. This is the first Christmas in years, with the exception of Mark, that we'll be all together.
Are they married?
Yes, so I'm an auntie to quite a few nieces and nephews. His eyebrows shifted questioningly.
You don't have any children?
Sierra shook her head. No, I still have time before I add to my parents' ever-increasing number of grandbabies.
Are they putting any pressure on you to give them a grandchild?
Not really. My parents know that I don't do well with pressure. As the only girl, I've always marched to the beat of a different drum. Even as young boys, my brothers were obsessed with anything military, she said, smiling. My grandfather was stationed in Korea, while my father fought in Vietnam, so when growing up, all they heard were war stories, and they all went to military school, and from there it was ROTC, and eventually they became commissioned officers.
So you were an Army brat?
Only for the first 6 years of my life. My mother was of a mind that a military base was no place to raise a girl. So she was able to convince my father that she should move back to Chicago before he was transferred to a base in Alaska. Their conversation ended when the captain's voice came through the cabin, informing the passengers and flight crew that they were preparing for liftoff. Sierra stared at the back of the seat in front of her and gripped the armrest.